To this day, I remember the sixth grade as one of the best years of my life because in that year, I had the best bike in all of my school. Now, it was so cool that even in those trusting days, my parents got me a combination lock to put on it so that not just everybody could borrow it. Well, there was one day I rode it to school, and I went out there at noon to ride it around, and I couldn't get the combination lock open. And there was a little boy in my class, and he was well known to be the juvenile delinquent of the whole school, actually of the whole town. And he came up to me with this sort of smarmy little grin, and he said, "If you give me the combination, I bet I can get it open for you." And I thought, you know, even at that age, as naive as I was, I thought, that's the last thing I'm doing, is giving him the combination to the coolest bike in school, because he'll either steal it or at least be riding it around, and I'm not falling for that. So, you know, I didn't give him the combination. I eventually got it open myself, but I didn't give it to him, and the reason is very clear. I didn't trust him. I knew that if I did trust him, he would use it against me and take what was precious to me. And our human experiences has taught us, hasn't it, to be suspicious, to protect ourselves, and to protect what we hold dear. But to incline our world toward God, we have to abandon suspicion and defensiveness and embrace hope. I'm asking us not to embrace wishing, but hope, which is one of the three virtues which abide. Isaiah speaks with hope of a world vastly different from the one we know, a world brought by a man from the root of Jesse. Isaiah asks us to hope for such a world. John the Baptist, on the other hand, demands that we work for such a world now. Repent, he says. In other words, stop wishing for things that cannot satisfy and nurture trust in God and hope for the future. There is a great distinction to be made between hoping and wishing. Eugene Peterson, one of my favorite devotional authors, says that wishing projects what we want or what we think we need into the future. It extends our egos into the future. Hope desires what God is going to do, and we don't yet know what that is. But how can we trust if we have no knowledge of what's coming in God's world? How can we avoid living in suspicion or fear and embrace living in hope? We have to trust in God, because from trust in God grows that holy hope that allows us to envision the world that Isaiah spoke of. The book of Romans speaks of that hope, saying, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Now, that word patience is not just that, like, I'm going to sit in my chair and tap my foot and wait and wait and wait and try not to think about bad things. I'll be patient. In some places, that word patience is translated as persevering confidence. So it's not just waiting, it's positive waiting. Waiting with trust, a willingness to give God access to all of our heart and soul, to bring the kingdom of God to pass on the earth now. We speak of this kind of trust of God in a collect in our prayer book, which is my favorite. It's called A Collect for Those We Love. And in it we pray, "Almighty God, we entrust all who are dear to us to your never failing care and love for this life and the life to come, knowing that you are doing for them better things than we can desire or pray for. With complete confidence, I'm willing to entrust everything to God, my future, my hope, my loved ones, even my anger and doubts. And if I trust, I relinquish control of my life and I stop wishing for things and hope for what God wants." But if we embrace this hope, which is of God, it requires a reorganization of life. Because we can't make these changes out there in the world until these changes come first in our own priorities, in our own hearts. We won't find joy when we get the right partner or the right job or the right degree. We find joy when we trust in God and hope for God's future. Our hearts have to move from wishing to hoping. Only then does the kingdom of God come to pass. Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. Isaiah and John the Baptist speak not of a God of the unimaginable future, or a God someone else has written about who used to be alive, but a God of the present. As one source says, Isaiah had in mind not some dim and distant figure, but a living king. This season, we anticipate with hope the coming of that living king. That living king changes our lives now. That living king loves us and teaches us to trust God and to hope, not to wish, for God's future. To make this change, we have to stop praying passively, "Thy kingdom come," and start working actively in hope to bring the kingdom to pass. Part of that requires that we stop assuming as a church that we have what we need and we just need to get it to everyone else. Because this hoping requires us to have self-transformation, not just transformation of them out there. Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. Bringing the kingdom near requires my saying that I am willing to put all that is precious to me in God's hands. It requires a persevering confidence that when I allow God to open that lock, God will do for me and those I love better things than I can desire or pray for, more than we can ask or imagine. In that kingdom that will come to pass when our lives are transformed and our hearts are transformed, they will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that kingdom of God's, we will all have such knowledge of God that we will love one another and love God, and all the things we wish for become irrelevant. So don't wish me a Merry Christmas. Help me express and love and trust in God so that we can navigate Advent and all the seasons of our lives with the hope that brings the kingdom of God near now. My prayer for you, for all of us this Advent season, is not that all of our Christmas wishes come true. My prayer is that we will learn together to live in hope, in persevering confidence. We active, hopeful Advent souls don't wish for the kingdom to come. We trust in God, and we work with God to make it so. Amen.